Sweltering dry temperatures and possible heat wave conditions are being forecast for much of the country in coming weeks. The heat wave fueling the devastating bushfires in Australia is drifting over the Tasman this weekend, and it's set to be a scorcher. And according to NIWA, the record temperatures this month are an indication of climate change. Hamish Cardwell reports.
Summer's technically still more than a week away, but tell that to Timaru. It got up to 29 degrees today. Met Service forecaster Andy Best says the balmy temperatures for much of the South Island today are well above the norm.
On average, this time of the year, around places like Christchurch and Hokitika and Blenheim and Invercargill, temperatures between 16 and 19 degrees Celsius, whereas today we're looking at temperatures in Blenheim, for example, of 28 Celsius, Ashburton 27, Dunedin 26.
Chris Brandolino from NIWA says the periods of high temperatures, in some places up to 12 degrees above their monthly average, are to stick around for weeks.
I think overall the theme, or what will define the next, say, 10 to maybe even 14 days, will be the unusual warmth and, for many in New Zealand, unusual dryness.
Hamilton, Inland Bay of Plenty in Canterbury, and the Wairarapa are set to be the hottest places, with the rest of the country likely to get well above average temperatures. Mr. Brandolino says it's very hot in Hawke's Bay, Wairarapa, eastern Waikato, Coromandel and Northland, and there's very little rain forecast. He says it's possible parts of the country could reach heatwave levels. That's five consecutive days at 5 degrees above average. That's ideal for pleasure seekers, but not so great for farmers.
Conversely, what we find as ideal weather, that lemonade is probably a bit sour as a lemon for the farmers, because we're going to find multiple days of dry weather, and unless there is irrigation, that could pose a real, could be a real headache.
Fire and emergency spokesperson John Rasmussen says the fire threat level across the country is about average for this time of year, but that could change.
That next 10-day period of having slightly higher, having considerably higher temperatures, and probably along with that will be lower relative humidities and there'll be forecast less rain, I think. That will certainly spike the fire dangers up across the country.
He says people should be careful lighting fires or using machinery that can cause sparks in areas with scrub and tussock. Most of the country has already had some sweltering temperatures this month, with two top 10 November temperature records, 33 degrees in Cheviot and 34 degrees in the Bay of Plenty, happening in the first days of the month. Mr. Brandolino says hitting records so early in the month is an ominous sign.
What normally would happen in terms of unusual warmth on the third week of November or the fourth week of November just got bumped up to the first few days of November. When they start happening, a top five, a top nine, a top three, and the very, very few first days of the month, I think that is climate change impacting.
NIWA will put out its detailed summer forecast late next week. For Checkpoint, ko Hamish Cardwell, tēnei.